I just want to bring you a brief update, spotlight on our mission of the month, which is IDES. And our church has supported IDES for many years, and I can't stress enough the good things that they do around the world in response to disasters. For those that may not be familiar with IDES or what they do, they provide support and essentials for disaster-hit areas globally. After hurricanes, ice storms, they just recently got through with helping communities in Texas and Louisiana that just got hit by the ice storms. It's just amazing the things that they do, and they're uniquely structured in the way that they operate. They do have boots on the ground, but they also come alongside. They function through the local churches, and that's how they distribute the food, water, temporary shelters, and basic needs that people have, so that when the effects of the disaster is over with, the local churches have deeper, closer ties to the community, and so essentially they're planting seeds throughout those communities. So it's really a wonderful ministry that they have. Their statement is, IDES exists to meet physical and spiritual needs of suffering people throughout the world in the name of Jesus Christ. So that kind of sums up their core focus, and I have a short video I'd like to show you about it.
What if there was an organization that created opportunities out of a disaster to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ? An organization that fed the hungry, provided clean water, and stayed for long-term relief after a natural disaster. The International Disaster Emergency Service exists to meet the physical and spiritual needs of suffering people throughout the world in the name of Jesus Christ. God works through us to provide much-needed physical aid to those who have been affected by either natural or man-made disasters on a global scale. At IDES, we have three main areas of focus: disaster response, development, and disciple-making. Disasters create opportunities for sharing the gospel with those who may have never heard the name of Jesus. When responding to disasters, IDES is proactive in preparing for the response before a disaster hits. In our U.S. disaster response, we partner with local churches to provide aid to create opportunities for the gospel to spread, even after IDES leaves a disaster site. In our international disaster relief, we partner with missionaries when they see needs in their communities after floods, famine, drought, typhoons, war, and civil unrest strike their areas. Empowering local churches across the world to respond to disasters ensures that there is long-term sustainability for the love of Christ to be spread. In our development efforts, we engage in long-term relief to help communities across the world to have access to medical care, clean water by digging wells, providing irrigation for farming in dry climates, providing farm animals such as goats and chickens, or even providing education for women and men to have a trade for stable income. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus calls us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we take that command to heart by making sure that when IDES responds to a disaster, we not only provide physical need, but meeting people's spiritual needs as well by showing them the love of Christ and the gift only He can provide through eternal life. With IDES' disciple-making focus, we provide Bibles and other biblical material in the language of the communities we serve, as well as empowering local ministers through leadership conferences and motorbikes for them to be able to access remote areas in their countries. Church planting in these communities is also essential for long-term spiritual care. Our mission is for Jesus to be known to the multitudes across the world. When you give to IDES, you can be confident that you're supporting a mission that designates 100% directly to the cause of your choosing. Join us in spreading the love of Jesus Christ across the world.
So as you can see, what they do is extremely far-reaching globally for the kingdom. And just wanted to kind of put a spotlight on them this morning to show that what they do is really important. I have just a portion of a letter here. It'll just be short, from Rita Camden of IDES, I'd like to share with you. She says, "I'm thankful for our partners in foreign countries that go the extra mile to be the hands and feet of Jesus. I'm thankful for churches stateside who are willing to reach out to help people who have lost their homes in disasters and need to know about Jesus. I am thankful for you and that you have taken the time to share your blessings with us so we can pass along those blessings to our partners and churches so they can keep reaching others for Christ. And they sincerely thank you for your continued prayers and support.